Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Off the ball. GAA.
What is it about the Dingle Peninsula that creates such great football? Oh,
it's an interesting one, isn't it? There's a storied tradition down there, and they're obviously on a crest of a wave at the minute.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Spurs boss Thomas Frank comes out fighting as he comes under increasing pressure for his job. Pep Guardiola's pleased with the City board for a defensive signing. Is Troy Parrott on his way out of the Netherlands? And as the League of Ireland season draws closer, clubs rush to get their deals done. But first up today, Gary Cronin has been appointed as assistant coach of the Ireland women's team. The former Bray Wanderers boss will join Carlo Ward's coaching staff as a replacement for Alan Mahon, who stepped down from the role in December. Cronin also managed Longford and was an assistant coach with Bohemians. The girls in green kick off their 2027 World Cup qualifying campaign at home to France on the 3rd of March. The Netherlands and Poland are also in the group. Tottenham boss Thomas Frank says he still has the trust of the board despite the club's run of form lately. Spurs host Borussia Dortmund tonight, knowing a win would lift them into the Champions League top eight. But some Spurs fans called for Frank to be sacked after Saturday's 2-1 loss at home to West Ham, a result that left them 14th in the Premier League. The Danes urging the fans to stick with his injury hit side.
As long as we win football matches and make sure we do that, then everyone will support us. It's about supporting the team, supporting the players. We have 11 players available and maybe have 3 players that need to push massively to get through 90 minutes. So that's why we need everyone to support us.
Spurs forward Xavi Simons says the players have to take responsibility for the team's struggles. Simons says the squad has to pull together if they want to turn it around.
This is the highest level of football, and as we know as a group, we have to stick together. It's not only the coaches, it's the whole club. And that's the most important thing in football. We're playing every 2-3 days and we have to stick together and to go on.
No such problems for the other side from North London. Arsenal can secure their place in the last 16 tonight if they get a draw away to last season's beaten finalist Inter. Mikel Arteta says he's having to trick his players almost to get them through a hectic run of fixtures. The Gunners remain in 4 competitions. They could end up playing as many as 65 games this season if they were to reach all 3 finals. The game at the San Siro will be their 4th away from home in a row.
We keep tricking the players, and the next one is the most important one of the season, and then 3 days later the same. That's the demands, that's the expectations that we have, that's the standards that we have set as well as a team and as a club, and we are living with that with joy, with enthusiasm and with a lot of energy.
Arteta is also continuing to back his centre forward Victor Gyökeres. Some fans want the Sweden international dropped after their nil-all draw with Nottingham Forest at the weekend. Arteta believes the challenge Gyökeres faces is as tough as it gets.
I think it goes for all the nines in the league and how difficult it is to play that position nowadays with the physicality, with the dominance of the centre-backs and the quality of them. That's about consistency, about going again. We know his work rate. He's really trying to give his best, and we need to continue to work.
One player who'd like to start ahead of Gyökeres is Gabriel Jesus, and he's also hoping Arsenal offer him a new deal. The Brazil international has just returned from an 11-month injury layoff. Has been reported Jesus is wanted back in Brazil by Palmeiras. His current deal expires next summer, and he says his dream is to win trophies with Arsenal.
My first target is to be healthy from now till the end of the season. And then my wishes is to stay at Arsenal. I want to extend my contract. I want to stay. I want to win trophies with Arsenal because I come here with a purpose, and then that's it.
Arsenal teenager Ethan Wanyeri could be on his way to Marseille on loan for the rest of the season. The Athletic's reporting the French club is working on a deal to sign the 18-year-old. It would be a loan deal with no option to buy. Wanyeri only signed the new 5-year deal with Arsenal during the summer. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has praised the club's hierarchy after completing the signing of Mark Gahey. The England international has agreed a 5.5-year contract after a £20 million move from Crystal Palace.
I'm a top central defender. I've played national team. Had the perfect age for many years and can play right, left, because I know how I was wanted to choose us and bring him back for the problems that we have in the back in the next few months. So yeah, it's really, really important he's here.
City are in Norway to face Bodo Glimt tonight, looking for a win that would maintain their place in the top eight of the Champions League. Guardiola admits their preparations have been different ahead of the game, which will be on an artificial pitch in the Arctic Circle.
We trained the night before, when never, since I am here in Manchester, never trained in the stadium before. But they have to see how the ball bounces, how the short passes, long passes, this kind of stuff, how quick you adapt and adjust the uncomfortable situations, you are closer to a success.
That game kicks off at 5:45. Elsewhere in the Champions League tonight, holders PSG in third place are away to Sporting. The teams who currently occupy the last two qualifying spots meet in Denmark. It's Copenhagen against Napoli. Real Madrid take on Monaco in the Spanish capital. Bayer Leverkusen are away to Olympiacos, and Villarreal play Ajax in Spain. First up today at 3:30, it's Kairat Almaty against Club Brugge in Astana. The rest of the games start at 8:00, apart from that City game, which I mentioned starts at 5:45. Manchester United have been linked with a new midfielder in this transfer window. Reports in Spain say that man could be Barcelona midfielder Marc Casado. The other player mentioned is Sunderland's Noah Siddiqui, who joined from Union Saint-Gilloise in the summer. And the reports say that United could offer Emmanuel Ugarte to Sunderland in a swap deal. United We Stand editor Andy Mitten was on the football show with Michael McCarthy last night. And despite the positive result in the Manchester derby last Saturday, Mitten says the real test will be against the so-called lesser teams.
It's not to fall into the cliche of Fulham being the real test, but that isn't something you can do all year. And that is something that, again, while we say get carried away and enjoy it, that's the reason you're not getting carried away.
Absolutely not. What is the real test for Man United? Because this season, United have beaten Liverpool away, they've beaten City at home, they've beaten Chelsea at home, they've beaten Palace away. The real tests, they've failed when they've been expected to beat lesser teams. Didn't beat, lost at home to Everton with 10 men, didn't beat West Ham at home, didn't beat Bournemouth home, didn't beat Wolves at home. So it's been baffling and frustratingly so. So you'd hope there was some sort of continuity, some sort of consistency. Even within games, Manchester United have been inconsistent. So to have a good performance in the first half on Saturday, and for that to be followed by a very good second half performance, that was rare as well. Of course, yeah. Old Trafford plays a huge part in it. You've got 73,000. If I'm going to be kind to City, I could see why they were annoyed that Diogo Dalo wasn't sent off. They were missing players in defence. But Manchester City's bench cost more than several Premier League teams' entire squads. Manchester City have spent so much money. In the last year, I read at the weekend they'd spent £500 million. They got Semenyo. He was someone Man United absolutely wanted. Mm-hmm. They've signed, they're getting Crystal Palace's captain. So there was outrage last week that City were signing too many players. So for United, who will never be paupers, you know, there are a lot of world-class players there for Manchester United. They all raised the game. It was one of them where 8 or 9 of those players had top games.
Last night, Brighton came from a goal down to secure a 1-1 draw at home to Bournemouth in the Premier League. Marcus Tavernier's controversial penalty put the Cherries ahead, but a brilliant overhead kick from Haralampos Kostoulas in the 90th minute earned Brighton a point at the Amex.
I really like this way to score or to try to score. Today the ball went into the net. I'm happy for this goal, but the result could be better for us. We need this 3 points to keep pushing until the end of the season.
As I mentioned, Bournemouth went ahead with a controversial penalty from Tavernier. Goalkeeper Bart Verbruggen gave away that spot kick after a VAR check, but Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler felt the officials got it wrong.
It's not a penalty, we conceded the penalty. A touch and a contact is not enough. That's what the referee said to us before the season. And I think at certain moments they don't do it, so that's just a joke, but it's a thing we have to accept.
Bournemouth have done a bit of business as well today. They've completed the signing of midfielder Alex Tooth from Ferencváros, the side managed by Robbie Keane. The 20-year-old's agreed a 5.5-year contract, and the fee is €11.5 million. Senior football correspondent for The Independent, Richard Jolly, joined Michael McCarthy in the football show as well last night, and he said, with one of the most unpredictable Premier League seasons in years, the gap between the top six and the rest has closed.
It does feel as though we're in some kind of, I don't know whether it's like a turning point in the Premier League or at the moment, but it does feel like nothing is quite settled yet, and this might be just one of those strange seasons that we look back on and kind of go, what happened there?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we have, and this is in some ways accidental, but good from a competitive point of view and less good from an excellence point of view, is that they've ended up with a lot of teams who can beat each other and a lot of teams who are in some ways quite evenly matched, even though the resources are very, very different, as is shown by the presence of Brentford as high as they are. I mean, last year when Manchester United finished 15th and Tottenham 17th, one of the big problems they had, United in particular, they couldn't beat the mid-table teams. And whereas we're all accustomed to phrases like Big Six, the gap had closed and these clubs were able to hire good managers, and when they had good recruitment policies were to sign good players. And it has become a lot harder for those clubs, which I suspect is one of the factors that may well do for Thomas Frank at Tottenham. And he's been on both sides of this as the upwardly mobile smaller club and now the club with the Big Six expectations that's being pushed down. But then you put in the individual factors of every club. You know, Manchester United, this season, if they don't get Champions League, will go down as a massive missed opportunity, because I think the points total to get fourth or fifth will be quite low. Yeah. They started the season with the wrong manager and the wrong formation and the wrong football. You know, you see Newcastle, for instance, who could have been up there, but the Isak sale, that has hit them and pushed them back. Liverpool are struggling to beat, they're struggling to beat the promoted clubs at the moment. And so we've somehow accidentally ended up with a brand of equality that the top clubs really don't want, and they want the system to favour them. And maybe in 2 or 3 years' time, they will have reasserted it, and it will be, of course, Manchester United will beat Brentford. Of course, Liverpool will beat Burnley. Of course, Tottenham will beat Fulham. At the moment, it's not like that.
If you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. It's believed Liverpool and Ibrahima Konate remain some way apart over a new contract. The France international is in his fifth season at Anfield, and it's believed he wants to be one of the best paid defenders in the Premier League. The general feeling, though, is Konate will leave for free in the summer. Leeds have been linked with a bid for Troy Parrott, who's excelled in the Netherlands with AZ Alkmaar, who recently parted way with their manager. The Ireland international would cost almost €25 million. And Shelburne have signed Portuguese forward Rodrigo Freitas from third-tier Varzim. The 23-year-old joins Mel Lundgren and Oran Casey as recruits, sourced beyond the LOI through their player database, Jamestown Analytics. Meanwhile, Derry City have signed Welsh forward Josh Thomas, who impressed on loan at Drogheda from Swansea last season, despite some injury issues. The Candy Stripes have been busy ahead of the new season. They've brought in James and Patrick McLean, James Clark, Dara Markey, Rob Slevin and James Olayinka. And Sligo Rovers boss John Russell is looking for new striker Mai Traore to make an immediate impact. The Bitter Red have also secured the return of defender Shane Blaney on loan from Livingston for the first half of the new season. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.